Average Network Short Subject 43 takes us deep within the bowels of the Pentagon, even beneath the dungeons to the press room where we find Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and Chief of Staff General Richard Myers addressing the press corps.
Well, here we all are again. I have a brief comment, then General Myers has a few notes. First, I hope you enjoyed your holiday.
Get real.
Next, everything in Iraq is going much better than we'd originally hoped. Our democratic dictator, Dr. Alawi, has ordered our friends at Al Jazeera to leave the country. It's only fair, of course. By reporting anything like truth, they appear biased against our hand-picked government and poor old Dr. Alawi. And this is wrong. Huh? I wouldn't like to claim that these Al Jazeera folks are friends of Senator Kerry, but they seem to have undue fondness for plastic beach sandals.
Right, sure.
There's plenty of two-party democracy running loose, and it tends to support our view that the American model is a success everywhere it goes, thanks to the brilliant leadership of George W. Bush. And I don't want you to think that John Kerry isn't a hero in his own tiny way, but, well, let's hear General Myers, shall we?
Ah, thank you, Don. We've had a pretty heroic month in Iraq. Lots of heroes. Of course, some of them aren't very alive anymore, but they are heroes. Many of our heroic troops have been planting heroic flowers along Iraq's highways to beautify what is, after all, a kind of tan or light khaki country. There is reason to believe that many insurgents are competing to plant prettier flowers than we're planting, but our contractor, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, are making sure we get more heroic water while the insurgents are forced to rely on available tap water.
That's not very reliable.
No, I'm afraid it isn't. Well, that about covers everything. We can take a few questions. Yes?
Mr. Secretary, Steve Hayes of the Treacle Standard. Iraqis are all sickening communists and not worthy of our kindness. That said, when is Iraqi Disney opening and will a Muslim theme park play?
Huh? Well, we're very concerned because they're going with a one admission price scheme when in-depth research reveals that Iraqis would have preferred the old ticket book system. There are no communists in Iraq except for a cab driver named Assad and an old farmer named Ali.
And we're always willing to make sure that American corporations are as safe in Iraq as they are in Florida.
Huh? Yeah. But sir, what?
What's that
sure
mean? Get what? Real.
Winslow Bupkis of the New York Times. Mr. Secretary, we've now lost over 1,000 troops in Iraq, 5 times as many as we lost in combat. Isn't it time to rethink our policy?
We haven't really lost them. We know where they are. We find everyone, wherever we go.
Mr. Secretary,
look,
what?
Let me put it this way. We all have our place to play, and the roles we're assigned about, and nothing is ever easy, really, and we're not as much as we could be somewhere else. No, but we know where we're about to be, and that's always better than some other things, don't we?
What's that mean?
Yes?
Gladys Wimple of the Morning Walkies. Are there plans to increase the size of the Iraqi force?
Well, we have no plans of any kind, Don. Do you have some?
Oh, certainly. And we'll expand and contract as needs warrant without actually expanding our troop strength. General,
most of our troops are pretty strong. Some of them are kind of puny, but they've all got desk jobs. Yes?
Oh, Bayo Clump of the Pedestrian Eagle, is there a reason why your answers are always disingenuous and often incomprehensible?
Oh, yes.
No question.
What would you say,
Dick? National security.
National security?
Yeah.
Yes. Mostly national security.
Yes?
Milo Butt of the Campus Underachiever, either of you, I guess. Is there any point in talking to either of you if we're not going to get any sensible answers?
Probably not, Don.
Well, we all have jobs to do. Yours is to ask questions. Part of mine is to answer questions. There's nothing in my job description that states I have to answer questions put to me now. I might be answering questions I was asked years ago, or Perhaps next week,
oh, huh? Come on.
But sure.
What?
Right,
what's that sure. mean?
Get real. Huh?
Look, it's very easy to criticize what it doesn't know better not to have asked, no matter whose house it's built into, wherever it goes. And there's nothing that doesn't ask its heart
what?
Whose town this might be. Now, does that clear everything all over the place? Is this where
oh,
we have
on.
To leave our country beyond its own borders and trapped within a coal chute? Or will we stovepipe our way to victory over terrorist warnings?
General?
Well, I'd have to say I agree with everything Don says.
Oh, come on.
But
well, that's it for today, people. Thank you for coming. Don and I have a tray of cupcakes in the oven.
And you can't
oh,
have
oh,
any.
What's that mean? What's that mean?
Why?
What?
Real?
Average Network Short Subject 43, Well, You Had to Ask, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were created by the Matamoros Hunting and Fishing Club of Matamoros, Mexico, with digital mastering by professional British eccentric Yodar the Fool. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!